Because as a show, we're undertaking one of the greatest adventures ever. A lot of people don't realize that we're adventure seekers. We're going to a strange, weird country. We're heading to Canada next Thursday. I confessed yesterday on the air that I've never been to Canada in my life. I have an enhanced driver's license. I've lived here 17 years. I love the Motor City. I love our friends from the north. I've just never gone over the bridge or under the tunnel. I get nervous. It's not about the bridge. People thought I was afraid of heights. Not that it. I'm nervous about going to a foreign country. I don't know what goes on in Canada.
You are a trip.
I was genuinely anxious. I got the enhanced license so I could go. And then I keep checking it out and checking it out. And then the more I start thinking about, I don't know what you do when you get to the border and what happens. And, you know, then I sat down and watched Midnight Express. And then that just freaked me out even more.
You are so overthinking.
I don't want to be in a Turkish prison because we're going to see Cheap Trick next Thursday.
Well, we're going over there and we're going to have some fun in Canada. And we're going to go to Caesars Windsor and we're going to watch Cheap Trick. And
we got a plan. If it's a whole day, though, we had a couple notes as well.
I got an email yesterday, and this is so funny. Take Jim to the M&M food market and buy a box of Nanaimo bars. It's the best dessert in the world. Well, I never heard of it, and I had to look it up. That'll ruin your diet, man.
What do I call them?
Nanaimo bars?
I don't know. See, it's a crazy language up there, too. I don't even know what that is. I mean, that could mean just chocolate in Canadian. If you want to go join us with Cheap Trick next Thursday at Caesars Windsor, thanks to our friends at Caesars Windsor for being part of Big Jim's Canadian Adventure. Just call now. Call 31. Does that work?
Yeah, let's do that. 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. You'll join us next Thursday on our Big Canadian Adventure.
We have Pam calling from Canada here. Pam! Because when you speak to people from a foreign country, you speak louder. Like, you know, they don't understand the language, so you want to make sure you're breaking through the barrier.
Really?
Pam in Canada. Pam, go ahead.
Listen, my sister, we're big CSX fans. We listen to you all the time. But she's saying how Big Jim's coming to Windsor and he's never been here before.
I've never been to Canada. I've never been over the bridge. I'm nervous about going over the border.
Nervous. My goodness gracious me. We are the safest country in the world, I think. Yes.
I think I would agree with that.
Now, if I bring my phone charger, does it work in Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
We are. The problem is we're so Americanized that everything you have over there works over here. Trust me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And what's that thing that with the gravy on it, the pootie? What is it called?
The what?
Poutine.
Poutine. Okay.
Right. Well, that's actually a Quebec food. We do. It's getting big in Ontario. You have to have it once. I'm not a big fan of it, but people love it.
So poutine, though, are there different letters in the Canadian alphabet? I mean, like, if I write it out for somebody, would they understand it in English?
Yes, they would understand it.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's the same. It's the same.
Okay, all right. Hold on real quick, Pam. I was told that everybody who crosses over the first time, the Prime Minister meets them at the border and shakes their hand. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not true.
Okay, cool.
No, that's not true, but it's a nice idea.
Okay, I've got my Gino Vannelli album. I'll just show it at the border and they let us right in.
Yeah, you're cracking me up. Yes, you do that.
All right, thanks.
Okay, have fun.